decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Why not score a $10, $20 or $50 BCF voucher as well?
With every specially marked case of Great Northern.
Search Great Northern BCF for more information.
T's and C's apply. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mickey Malloy.
Hi, Dangerous Dave.
G'day,
Friday.
G'day,
bang.
G'day, Dave.
You know what that means? As soon as this show's over, we get to go home and isolate.
That's yes. it.
We get to do exactly what we're all doing right now.
Same.
You can still knock the top off a can and say, well, I've had better weeks than that. Mm. We all have, but we're soldiering on, and that's the spirit, people. Don't let it get you down. You've got to keep coming.
Don't worry
What's been
about
happening?
It.
How are you been going, Jane? All good?
Yeah, everything's good here. We're eating a lot of food. I'm getting enormous.
Oh, well, okay. We'll cut you out of the house eventually.
You will
have
to cut me out.
It'll be a big ceremony at the end
of the house. I'm sure everybody's overeating.
Let's start at the top. We'll have Clown of the Week, and it's full as a gook. There's so many good bits in there. Could go for an hour.
Hmm. We get to meet the woman who dreamt of you, Mick, and her name's actually Di Roll, and we do know her. She's a wonderful publicist. We've known her for years.
She's a wonderful woman with great taste
in
men.
Yes, terrible taste in men. She's going crazy. She
said
she
had a nice
dream
about
that.
That's the best dream she's ever had, I'd wager.
We're going to catch up with Di.
All right, Ross Noble.
Oh, yes, please.
If there's anyone who can help in these troubled times.
It's Ross.
Anyone who could lift you out of the ordinary, mundane experience of isolation.
Correct.
You know, if you could be isolated with anyone, he'd almost be the bloke.
He would be.
He's
a
Ross
he almost,
Noble.
Almost would be, but I'm sure his wife would disagree. I guess. We were going to ask the question, where were you supposed to be now? Or what were you supposed to be doing this weekend? Because there's a lot of things that people are missing out on, including one of our own chicks, Abby, who works on our show and works at
prizes.
Triple M. She was supposed to be getting married.
Yeah.
She could still get married.
Terrible.
She could struggle to rustle up five, I reckon, to get to the... how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you say that? We've got Week in Review coming
week
up
in Review.
Well.
It's full
and
of
the Song Whisperer.
Oh, yeah.
Club COVID-19 is on deck. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top.
There's lots.
Apologies to Abby. She's a lovely lady, and I'm sure her second wedding will be better.
But I said I saw on Instagram, you know, we brought to the attention, and you had it on the front bar as well, Nikki, when the little girl who was her birthday
driving
and all
by.
The cars drove past, say happy birthday. You didn't get as many pleasantries when you showed people driving by. But there's a wedding now. I just saw a couple come out of the church. They could only have a few people there, but a whole bunch of 200 people were supposed to be at the wedding. They drove past and they were throwing confetti and rice out the cars, cheering them on, flowers and all drinking champagne.
Quick wedding's good wedding.
Cheap wedding, I'd say.
Was there a car with a drunk uncle in it?
Yes, I think there was actually. But no, we're thinking of everybody who had very big events on this weekend. You know what about school dances? They're all cancelled.
Yeah,
your dead, all your balls, all your, you know, that's
socials.
A big deal for
kids.
It's
a troubled times
socials.
We live in.
Mm.
People will be they making
are.
Parachutes out of their pantyhose soon.
That's an expression, is it?
Hey, everyone's making an effort. It's certainly hard to ignore it as a topic.
Yeah. Your home life going there? How did you go with your shopping? Because I last saw your shopping list. It said bread rolls. Red Bull, and then something I couldn't read. I couldn't read your writing for the next one.
Fruit Loaf.
Yeah, that was you. That's what your shopping list for a grown man.
Because you need some fruit. I need some fruit in the diet.
I don't know. Did you get any more items? Did you get anything more than that?
A couple of dingers. No, I'm not.
What am I going to nibble on if I go to your place and have a drink? What's my nibbles?
What's nibbles?
Yeah.
What have you got in the pantry?
I'm not having a Kruskett. I've told you that. That doesn't count as
an madame.
No, that's not an hors d'oeuvre.
I'll tell you what I've got, which I'm very happy with. It's almost like the exotic item, Babybel cheese. You know the little wheels?
Oh, my God. You really are. Wow. What's 4 years old, aren't you?
Babybel? No, they're good. They're like
Do you have any dips?
Very weird packaging. Babybel? I don't know how they came up with
weird packaging. Do you spend a lot of time looking at baby
milk? Yeah, like some hummus or something.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
yes.
Have you got dips?
Sorry I'm not Jamie Oliver. Sorry,
well,
I'm not
why aren't
DMing
you Jamie
you
Oliver? Jamie Oliver would look after me.
Yeah.
By the way, we'll track that down. He slipped into
He's brushed you off. He's giving you the brush
off.
No,
he's doing a show.
No,
doing
his team is talking to you now. That's as good as
I couldn't give a rat's if the team's talking to me. It'd be easier to deal with. I don't care.
He's probably Googled you, looked up one of your cooking books and gone, oh, my.
I think he's Googled me, he's gone, hello, and I think his wife's gone on board. Oh. And she's gone.
She's stepped in.
She stepped in.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Pop of COVID-19.
Is that Chaz and Dave?
Yeah. That is Chaz and Dave.
Oh, my God. That's my father's favourite song.
It's a Cockney.
There ain't no pleasing you.
Cockney COVID-19.
Oh God. Did you want to hear it again? That's a symptom.
That is clearly a symptom.
How does the mind of Maddie work?
Well, I think you'll find it's deteriorating because here's the one he gave us the day before yesterday. COVID-19's got an inductee. And, of course, that came off the back of this one. Club COVID-19, Club COVID-19. Royal edition before that. I love a bit of bongo.
I love a bit of bongo.
So what about the original one? COVID-19, oh, COVID-19. But now it's...
God.
Someone is going to have a big lie down over the weekend. And it's Maddie down.
Oh, man. So good.
All right.
Do we have a new entry?
Who is it?
Well, it is Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic
no
from...
No way.
Tiger King, I'm yet to see because I don't have Netflix.
My kids were watching it. I walked past. If I see one more tiger in a cage, I will not watch it. But Joe Exotic's been placed in COVID-19 isolation. he's serving a 22 jail sentence for paying a hitman to kill his enemy, Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
And
she's rumoured to have fed her husband to the lions. Apart from that, it's a good industry.
Yes. But they're putting him on isolation because of the previous jail he was at, because there were cases of it there. So that's a recent move that he's just moved, yeah? That's what happened.
Are we going to grab from a Tiger King that we can play for people who may be unaware?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of bum Oklahoma, who owned 1,200 tigers and lions.
They have a heart and a soul and a mind. I've learned from them. But Carol Baskin keeps saying, I can't have these tigers.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will end the private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living. And nobody's going to tell me any otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Carol has an army of people working for free.
She's a plain out hypocrite. She literally does everything that I do. You're going to have to kill me to shut me up.
Wow. Does he chew tobacco? I really hope he chews. He sounds like he chews tobacco.
I'm telling you, this is the nuttiest thing you will ever see in your life, Mick. Seriously.
I'd like to hang out with
Whitney. Our producer is having nightmares over it. She can't sleep at night. She says it's driving her batty.
He'd be a good catch for Whitney. Well suited.
That hasn't gone down well. Trust me.
Hey, it's time for a bit of Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock. May I come in?
Who will be...
The complete clown.
Clown of the Week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car. Fast.
That's what you do. Okay. Stay at home, get online, sell your car. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah. We'll pass the time. You get a brain-snapping bargain. They're the best in the business.
Well, you can drive past. You don't have to get out of the car. You can have a look. Drive past and see it.
Hey, can I start?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
I want to do the Today Show, if I could, who gave away this week in the crowning glory.
This is unreal.
Yeah. Their biggest giveaway on radio, $200,000 cash. They gave it to on one TV, lucky listener of the Today Show, and they didn't get the credit. Have a look at this as it went down live.
James Fisher from Newtown in Sydney.
Come on, Jimmy.
I work out with...
Yes! James, well done, mate.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome.
Well done, mate. What might you spend $200,000 on?
Wow.
Look, I don't know yet. I've got a surprise. It's awesome. Just had a new baby, so...
Oh, congrats.
James, congratulations.
Are you home with your wife at the moment?
I am, but she's asleep.
Just why don't you take your phone in and just gently say to her, babe, can you keep us on the line while we do this?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Hey, Bubba, wake up. We just won $200,000. I just want to wake up on today, the cash cow. Oh, sorry.
The immediate opposition of being given all the credit.
Yep.
The cash cow is featured.
All that hard work.
The reaction was priceless.
It was priceless. All right, I would like to clown Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Oh, ScoMo.
For calling his wife Jenny's jigsaw buying essential. Yeah. Have a listen.
Our kids are at home now, as are most kids, and Jenny went out yesterday and bought them a whole bunch of jigsaw puzzles. I can assure you over the next few months we're going to consider those jigsaw puzzles absolutely essential.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what's happened to the bloody jigsaw puzzle trade.
What?
They are now a black market item. Oh. You cannot get a jigsaw anywhere in Australia.
People have been panic buying jigsaws. Yeah.
People have been panic buying. Now, we have one jigsaw in this house. Just a minute ago, just before I came on air, I thought, oh, they're all very quiet. And I said, oh, we're doing the jigsaw, Mum, 1,000-piece. Went terrific. They're doing it on the carpet. Who does a jigsaw on the carpet when it's 1,000 pieces?
It's their first jigsaw, isn't it?
It is going to take them 4 years to finish. It means I can't have my carpet back.
I can send them around my Ron Jeremy jigsaw if you want.
Well, thank you, Uncle Mick, but we might pass on that.
It's a 1,000-piece jigsaw, 500 on his wang.
I'll
tell you what, why don't we take a break?
Yeah, right.
And we'll take some more. Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3, and we'll get into this on our return.
Thanks to sellmycar.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, the great Ross Noble, he's going to join us in the second hour, a week in review as well. It's a big show. It's a big Friday. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is, and it's not about to get any less big right now, if that makes any sense, because we're still ploughing into Clown of the Week. I want to clown the women of Australia
who
just let themselves down, I think.
In what department would
Well,
that
why
be?
Can't you be more like the women of Malaysia? Be a bit more attentive and reasonable and understanding
their government
of your man.
Really seems to have
in these sensitive times. Let's have a listen to this directive from the Malaysian government.
In a series of posts on his official Instagram account yesterday, it urged women to refrain from arguing with or nagging their husbands to do household chores. Women are urged to use humorous words. The ministry also advised women against being sarcastic with their partners. Instead, it said that partners needed to be informed to help around the house. This was part of his campaign to reduce domestic arguments at home.
Wow.
Oh, well, he's got a point, I suppose.
Were you writing those down? You tick none of those boxes, by the way.
I don't, do I? Oh, no. I'm just outrageous. Femo-Nazi.
I'm moving to Malaysia.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's probably where you should be. A nice woman who doesn't nag you, unlike me.
And bind their feet. Do women still bind their feet?
I don't think that's...
Yeah, that would be in Japan, but never mind. Glad you got it.
All right, very funny. What have you got?
I would like to clown the 21-year-old man in Newcastle who ignored 2 police warnings before being fined $1,000 for eating a kebab on a park bench. Let's have a listen.
New South Wales, fishing and golfing is okay. And there's confusion because, well, you can fish. You can't sit on a park bench by yourself, as one man in Newcastle found out. He was eating a kebab. Police asked him to move on twice. He didn't. So he copped a $1,000 fine.
Oh, no. I've changed my mind. I'm clowning the cops.
Clowning the cops.
That guy sitting on a bench. And I'm sorry, you can go fishing and play golf in New South Wales. Mm. In Victoria, you can't do that. Mm. So
this
has
got GoFundMe page written all over it. This has
got
a GoFundMe for the $1,000 for that guy's kebab. We know they're tough times.
Yeah.
Common sense, please.
Yeah. The guy sitting on a bench,
eating a kebab. Yeah. That should be the flag of Australia.
Oh, he had 2 warnings. Big deal. It's a kebab.
He should be Australian of the year.
Do
you know what it is? It could be the guy. Remember the guy from Schoolies all those years ago?
Oh, this one here.
It could be
the couple have only known each other for a fortnight. Now they're engaged.
This is serious.
This is serious. She's my baby girl forever, and I've asked her to be the thing that I cherish the most for life.
He got down on one knee while she was stuffing her face with a kebab. And it was so beautiful.
How can
I wonder
you?
If they're still together.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, that could all be right. Him sitting on the bench.
It could be him still reminiscing. Now,
knows?
I've got another one.
Oh, yeah.
Another clown.
Who?
What? Well, the ABC radio listener, Di, for her, for having a dream about you.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is that a crime against humanity that she dreamt about you, she rang up a radio station and explained.
She wanted to share the experience.
She wanted
Jane.
To share the experience.
It was a moving, life-changing experience.
You say that. Let's
Good afternoon, Di.
I just wanted to share my dream the other night. I had the most amazing dream, I hope it's appropriate, about Mick Molloy.
Oh.
And what it was just two people, him and I, sitting down and laughing all the way through the dream. Laughing,
yes.
laughing. Nothing else, just a lot of laughter.
That's actually beautiful, Di.
That's what I thought, and I'm actually going to drop him a note and tell him that I dreamt about him.
He won't be freaked out about that at all, don't you worry.
No, but it was just so restorative because I woke up very clear and laughed. I was in such a great mood. And, you know, the restorative ability of laughter is just profound. And if we can keep laughing. But it was just a privilege. You know how sometimes you have a dream and you think, oh, if I explain it to someone, they're going to think I'm absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I do
But
know.
It was very real, and those lovely twinkly eyes of his, and he's such a cheeky man. But he's a very funny man, and it was a memory that I will cherish.
I want to know if he ever gets back to you when you contact him. Di, continue this story with us. We are interested.
I will.
A couple of my favourite words. Cherished. Privileged, I like that. Twinkly eyes. I thought she could have dwelled a bit more on the twinkly
now
eyes.
Now this is what happened. Now someone we
well
thought
done.
We found
good
Di.
On you for Di for
well,
sharing.
Well, it's very
that
lovely.
Story. It was nice. Lovely.
Now I must say this is before I found out who Di actually was.
Right.
But maybe we did call Di ourselves, didn't we, during the week?
Oh well, she rang into this show. Yeah.
She rang into this show. Let's have a listen.
Was that Mick? Oh, God, you cheeky man. I have to reiterate, it was so restorative. We just went out, we laughed, and your little twinkling eyes and your little man bod.
Oh. Okay, you know, I prefer the real Di.
Really?
Didn't seem
well,
quite
we've
sarcastic.
Got it on the line now. We have the real Di.
Who's someone we have known over the years.
We've known for all our lives, actually.
She's been visiting us in the studio on and off since, I think, 1982. It's Di Roll. Di, how are you?
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jay. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, my God.
Obviously, you are clearly going bonkers in self-isolation.
I am. Thank God for me. He makes me laugh.
Has there been any follow-ups? Have I been back?
No, you haven't.
I haven't reappeared.
I have to tell you, it was only a one-off, but there was nothing untoward that happened
I understand.
Between us.
Oh, come on. Spill the beans, Di. Yes, where were you when all this laughter happened?
In dream terms, it's a first date. You know what I mean? Our dreams could go somewhere.
They could, but we've known each other far too long. But it was so wonderful because I hadn't even been thinking about you or anything all day.
All right.
And
I was sitting on my couch. Anyway, I went to bed. And all of a sudden I dreamt about you and it was so vivid.
All right.
I could see your eyes.
What have you been drinking before you fell asleep? Die? Because a lot of women
nothing.
Have this issue.
Absolutely.
I hadn't been drinking anything. I hadn't even thought about him. Nothing. But I have to tell you that it was very funny. And it did. And it was really that wonderful laugh. You know how you laugh, Mick? And like I laugh. I love a laugh. I love.
It depends if it's
laugh.
His sinister laugh, Di, or his mocking laugh.
Oh. Well, it's mostly his.
Have you had much feedback?
No,
have there been other women? Jealous of your dream?
Yes, did people hear you?
Very. Yeah, people heard me. And people were saying, why were you dreaming about people? It's so not your time.
Di, do you know what? We've got, we will organise something for you because obviously you are going a bit insane.
Yeah. A sleep apnea machine or something.
Di, thank you so much for being such a good sport. And I didn't know it was you before that girl called up pretending to be you.
Well, you cheered me up as well. Are you bringing anyone out? We know you're a marketing publicity yes. doyen. Is there anyone on
thank
your
book? You. No,
there's no one doing anything at the moment, is there?
No, nobody. Thank you so much, guys.
Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams. Let me know how you go.
Give us one restorative, please.
Restorative.
Oh, it's pretty good.
There it is. Thanks, all right, guys. Thanks, Di.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.
Clown of the week. That was it. Thanks to sellmycar.com.au.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you, Di. Yep. Also, Di Roll.
Yeah. Di. Good sport.
You are a great sport. Yeah. I'm a pinot. I've got to talk to her.
I'm like, is it Freddy Krueger? Who's
that? Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. He used to inhabit people's dreams.
That's it.
He used to wake up in fear.
She'll just have Stockholm syndrome.
Remember that Women of Australia? I'll meet you in your dreams tonight.
That's crazy. Now, this weekend coming up, I just feel for so many people. It was last weekend as well, but there will be so many events that have been cancelled. 21st birthdays, 18th.
Gone.
School dances.
Gone. Yeah.
And weddings, which gone. Is just crazy,
orgy.
Crazy.
Gone.
Orgies are gone. Swinger parties
gone. Animal sacrifice
gone. Okay.
You know, just.
Let's keep it up again. Let's go positive and talk about nice weddings again.
So what do you want to do? We talk about all the stuff that you're missing out on. What would you have been doing this weekend?
That's right. Give us a call, 1-333-353.
If you weren't sitting at home in your bubble.
And we feel for you, everybody, because that's really tough. And we also feel for the caterers and everybody who, the florists and everybody involved. But
Hey, can I take a quick word, just a quick minute, just quickly to talk about, we're talking about how tough our lives are. I just want to say to the health workers of Australia, thank you, thank you, thank you. We kind of, because we've been mucking around down the shallow end of the pool, we haven't really addressed it. But it's incredible what they're doing right now. If you describe this as a war, they are the foot soldiers fighting an invisible enemy. They go to work. Yeah. They're putting their lives in danger every day. Yep. They are seriously. If you have a look at Italy, there's over 50 doctors who are dead.
Yeah. That is insane. It's
they're
insane.
They're getting tired. They're exhausted. Yeah. They are doing such a great job.
Hope you know that everybody appreciates it enormously.
We so 100%. Do. And let's see what we can practically do. Everyone's saying, there's no point just saying they're a bunch of heroes. If we can think what you can do, or if you know someone, how to help them, or do some shopping for them, or do some stuff. But they are clearly...
trying to do. The government's doing things like, and also stores, getting proper opening hours for them. Also, for all the people working in all the shops and everything still, you know, good for you. Yeah. And how about people not abuse anybody?
Let's not do that.
That would be nice.
But to our frontline health workers who are putting themselves in harm's way, we thank you, and you're doing such a great job, and it's not lost on us. Now, what were you going to be doing this weekend, Jane Kennedy?
Well, I wasn't going to this wedding, but Whitney, one of our compatriots, one of our colleagues
Abby.
At the House of Triple M, Abby, Whitney's in the show because she'll know more girly stuff about it.
Yeah, so Abby, who works with our promotions and integration, so all the prizes that we get on our show and all the events that we have, Abby has a huge part to do with that. She's gorgeous. Yeah. Her and her fiancé were meant to get married this weekend. Mm. Now, Abby's from the UK, so she was meant to have family flying over, and that's all been cancelled, and I checked in with her today, and she said
he has dodged a bullet. The luckiest bloke in Australia.
Hey, how is Abby doing? And what is she doing instead? So is the wedding tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's meant to be tomorrow. Well, I checked in with her today, and she said now the plan is to eat pizza and get wasted instead.
Okay, I'll come to that. I won't go to the wedding, but I'll come to that.
That appeals to a lot of guys, actually, more than a wedding. But
if that was a wedding,
we're sorry to hear that.
If that was a wedding, guys would get married five times. If that was a wedding, guys would be married from the age of 18.
Yeah, but I mean, all things considering, she said she's pretty good, but she's more pissed off about having to all the shredding she's been doing that now means nothing.
Of course. Oh, really?
Pizza will fix that.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, don't worry. Being in coronavirus lockdown, she'll pork up toot sweet.
Do you know what I think that is, though, Whitney? It's an omen. Like, that wedding's doomed and should never take place. Like, even when this virus is over, that was never meant to be. Look at, find someone else.
You know he's being silly. Hey, we've got some callers who've also missed out something. Yep. Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark.
How you going?
Good, Mark. What have you had to cancel?
Well, we had to cancel our 6-year anniversary night away. My wife, Stacey, had a massage voucher up at Heathkit, and so we booked in to get massages on the
Saturday. Social distancing won't allow that, I'm afraid.
We're not allowed to get a massage. No.
Which is a shame because we were both looking forward to getting massages.
Right.
And having just a night away from the kids, we've got a four-year-old who hates the coronavirus, don't you, Matilda? and we've got a two months old Hudson. So
a 2 month old. I know your wife needs a break. Yeah. She is exhausted. Well,
probably lucky you didn't go away for your anniversary.
Yeah, Mark.
Yes, weekend.
It sounds like you would have
up to no
popped
good.
Another one in the oven.
That's what happened last year.
Oh, when you went, well, yourself. Isn't this a blessing?
We went away back up to Craig's Hut where we got married for a 5 years anniversary and a bit of
Hey Mark, what is the 6th wedding anniversary? What do you know what that means? You know how there's paper and all that stuff. What does 6 mean? Don't I?
Oh, I don't
five
know.
Too long.
We'll get you some beers to have.
Yeah,
Northern Brewery.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Thanks.
All right,
Karen.
Hey,
Karen.
We'll take more of your calls. Thank you very much, everybody.
Are you going
to
take a break?
We've got to go to a break.
Yeah,
we've got a break. Okay, yep, sure. And then we're going to take some more calls. 1-3-3-3-3. What have you missed out on?
Get Eddie Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What were you meant to be doing? Dave just sadly said he's supposed to be where, Dave?
Oh, I'm supposed to be down sort of Waikiki Beach way, you know.
Oh, is that why you've been wearing a grass skirt to work all week?
And a lei.
So what did you say you were going to do tonight?
I said, I'm thinking about maybe painting some rooms in the house.
Said you were going to have some mojitos
to celebrate the Hawaii trip. Yeah, I'm going to get some mojitos, maybe a bit of Hawaiian music and...
Do you want me to come around, big fat guy, and play the ukulele?
In a Hawaiian shirt.
In a Hawaiian shirt.
Mickey's got a few.
Do you?
I've got a few. I told you, I'm a supermodel in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm not even extra large. Yeah. I am medium in over there. And I remember my favourite story in Hawaii was I actually saw a newsreader read, like the 6 o'clock news, cut to, hi, here is the news, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
That's
and
how
I
it
go,
should be.
So laid
how
back over there.
Good is that. This joint?
Yeah, it is.
That's cool.
It's the best.
Should we go to some callers?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people are missing out on things, and we'll start the ball rolling with Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Karen, what's gone missing? What's off the agenda in your house?
Well, my husband was supposed to be over in Vietnam this weekend for the Formula One Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah.
What was he doing there? Watching or?
No, he was supposed to be there as part of the Motorsport Australia training team, training the Vietnamese officials.
Geez, he'll be spewing.
So, yeah,
yeah, not happy.
Yeah. So were you going to go, Karen, as well?
Oh, would love to have gone, but no, not this time.
So now he's at home with you.
He is, and I'm hoping that finally, after 5 years, he can finish off my kitchen renovations.
See, now you've just... It's
now
one thing dealing with not going to Vietnam.
Upset, yeah.
Kitchen renovations on the other. It's too extreme. It's too big a change.
Nah, he can do it. I'm sure he can.
That's why he's spewing.
So Vietnam Grand Prix. I haven't seen it. What's that, a bunch of rickshaws?
Oh my God!
That's where Matty Dower from the Pots and Pans was supposed to be too. He was going to go to Vietnam.
They have a racing track in Vietnam.
Do they?
Yes.
Come on,
really? Yeah.
pit stop where they change.
No.
Oh, what am I being insensitive?
Thank
am
you,
I?
Karen.
not modern enough for you.
Thank you, Karen. How are you? Thanks very much.
All right.
Hey, let's go to Candace.
Hi. How you going?
Candace, I really feel for you. Can you please tell Australia what you do for a living?
I'm a cake maker on the mid-north coast.
A wedding cake maker?
An all kinds of cake maker, but yes, I had a lot of weddings booked in this weekend.
How many?
Seven weddings.
Oh, Candace.
Oh, man.
I know.
Now, they're postponed, so you've still got the gig when this is up. Mm. People will still be able to get married. The world is not going to stop permanently.
Yeah. That's exactly right. We had one cancellation. They've just decided to elope because it was a lot easier.
Really?
Yes, just bite the bullet.
Candace, you should redo your cakes. Congratulations. Still single. and send them out.
We have done an almost got married cake.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Got married.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
I bet you got tied.
Oh yeah, we now have a cake called the isolation cake. So it's enough to feed just 4 to 6 people, which is good.
Which is the limit, yeah.
Someone would have jumped out of it, but you're not allowed to these days.
Sorry about that, Candice. Good luck with everything. Yeah. Hey, what's your business called, by the way? Give it a plug.
Oh, Cakes by Candy B.
Good on you.
I hope you're still in business in 2 months.
Good on you, Candice.
Yeah, good on you. Well done. Okay. Everyone's doing it tough.
Mm.
Yeah, let's go to Tracy. Tracy, what have you had to cancel?
Last weekend was my husband's 50th birthday, and I think we've thrown the quietest party that we've ever thrown.
How many people attended?
One.
Oh, oh my God.
You know, in isolation and self-distancing.
How many people would you have originally had?
Yeah.
There probably would have been about 60 people.
Oh, jeez.
60 people. Oh. I hope you're happy, coronavirus.
Yeah. The week leading up to that, I'd actually planned the most epic birthday surprise ever.
What was it?
I'd booked in holidays with his work without him knowing. Oh. I planned 3 nights in Cairns. He was getting taken out to the reef with the traditional owners out there, who I'm lucky enough to know.
Mm.
Cheerio out to Sarah Addo Amber up there.
Yep.
Lucky enough to know the traditional owners up there.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely excited for him.
Mm.
We're upset for him too, Tracy, and you're a good one.
I've got a birthday coming up, Tracy, if you'd like to organise something for me. Okay.
But you know what? I am so in for the alternative wedding. Hook me up for that, sister, wherever that's going to be, the alternative wedding.
I love that.
All right, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, good luck. Good
on you. Sure thanks for the call.
You'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
G'day, Mick. Dave, Jane, how are you?
What's going on?
What was cancelled in your household?
So my little girl's little athletics presentations were supposed to be this weekend last week.
Damn it. I still remember Little Ass clear as a bell. I remember my first ever medal. I remember the excitement attached to going down and competing, and it was so much fun.
You do a little presentation in your backyard yourselves, maybe. You could do a mock one.
Yeah.
The club's actually going to do a online thing through YouTube, I think, and do
that's
a presentation
great idea.
Over
good
for
idea.
All the kids to log on and see. But, yeah, probably still not the same as being there and receiving medals and the like. So,
Wouldn't have thought so. All right, I think we're done here. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, appreciate your call.
Sorry to hear those
stories.
That.
Remember, look, they're cancellations.
We'll take some more later.
Yeah.
They're postponements.
That's right.
You'll get to all things eventually.
Yeah.
A few weddings might have been snuck out of.
Oh, well.
Hey, the Song Whisperer is not far away, and we'll hook you up with some Uber vouchers, Netflix vouchers as well. We'll do it right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Ross Noble will join us in the second hour as well. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Scrape yourself in for Noble. Also, we might take some more calls about what you're supposed to be doing. The phones are going bonkers.
Yeah.
Lots
of big ideas out there. All right, Song Whisperer.
A lot of disappointed people.
Yeah, indeed. But you know what? Times have been tougher. Let's all harden up.
Everyone
get
just
on
stay
with
healthy and stay inside, for God's sake.
Whisperer. Dare I say it again, something uplifting out there to take us out for the week with the good folk of Australia. Go. Yeah.
All right.
Synopsis.
This is a song about two teenagers getting it on in a car.
That's the spirit.
I know what it is. Sorry.
What?
Is it Paradise by the Dashboard? I can't resist that.
Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry. Everybody was going to get that.
Give us another one.
All right. I'll give you another one.
Yeah.
This is a song about a dude who wants to cheat on his wife.
Pina Colada song.
Yes,
I like Pina Coladas.
Getting caught. Yes. Yeah, okay. That's right as well. All right. This is a song about having a meal at La Porchetta.
Oh, that's a scene from an Italian restaurant.
Come on. What are you doing?
A bottle of red.
That's enough, mate. Billy Joel can make this song terrible all by himself.
So much? Yeah, right. Got against Billy
Cartoon
Joel.
Cartoon hate against one of the greats.
Never cared for him.
All right.
And I think he sold out more shows at Madison Square Garden than anyone else.
Still selling.
Unbelievable. Hey, Song Whisperer.
Have you got another one, Song Whisperer?
Yeah.
Uplifting. Try this one on. Uplifting, hopeful, good vibe, something for a Friday.
Yes.
This is a warm, nostalgic embrace of a simpler time. It's about good friends,
yes.
garage bands, and young love.
Yep.
It's hopeful, right?
Yep.
Wrong. That was then. This is now. There's no band, no friends, and the love of your life, gone. You're left alone with your thoughts and the knowledge the best years of your existence are decades in the past.
Wow. You are a rolled gold asshole. I'm seriously over you and your
tale of woe.
One,
is what that is.
It's another tale
of
woe.
You snuck in a tale of woe. I asked you not to. Let's just recap. It's a warm, nostalgic embrace of a simpler time.
Sounds happy. Yep. It's
good
all
friends,
good.
Garage
starts
bands,
well.
Young love, yep. Hopeful. No. That was then, this is now. No band, no friends, and the love of your life is gone. This is a bit autobiographical.
it's a mirror.
You're left alone with your thoughts and the knowledge that the best years of existence. I hope you're happy.
All
think
right.
You know it, give us a call.
Yeah, might get yourself an Uber Eats or Netflix voucher too. 133353.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and what a big hour it's going to be coming up very soon. The great Ross Noble, who I believe is actually enjoying this. Whereas we see it as a bit of a pain in the arse. Mm. I think he sees it as a challenge.
I think he likes the lockdown.
Yeah.
He's doing something in his garage. I'm not sure what's going on there. Yeah.
You'll have plenty to say as per usual. What else have we got? We've got the weekend review, which I love. It'll be great.
That's
largely
true.
Me. But
we've got lots more, and we want to keep hearing from you, the callers, right around Australia. 133353.
What are you missing out on? We're still taking calls on that. That'll be good.
What
we might take a look at some of the children's songs and how they've adapted to the coronavirus age. That'll be good.
The Wiggles put something out, didn't they?
The Wiggles put something out. Play School will put something out. A baby shark, I'm sad to say, has put something out. We'll take your course. We'll take your tweets. Yeah, but let's start at the top with the Song Whisperer.
The Song Whisperer.
Jay, synopsis, please.
This is a warm, nostalgic embrace of a simpler time. It's about good friends, garage bands, and young love. It's hopeful, right? Wrong. That was then, this is now. There's no band, no friends, and the love of your life, gone. You're left alone with your thoughts and the knowledge the best years of your existence are decades in the past.
Wow.
You're a sad man. Do you know that? You are a sad, angry, bitter. I don't know what's going on in your life, but you get enjoyment out of this, don't you? What's your problem?
The Song Whisperer is a very positive, uplifting person.
You betcha.
I thought we were going to have great fun when we introduced this singer. Now we're just
downer, isn't it?
Get sad. Pam, what do you reckon the song is?
I reckon it's Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen.
It's the grief. We were going to have a lot of good times, but now we realised our best 2 years are behind us by decades. Jay!
Not the boss.
Bad luck, Pam. Good guess.
That's unfortunate. Right. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn's got an idea by one of my favourite and Dangerous Dave favourite artists. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hi, Jane, Mick, Dave, Jay. Love your show. Mick,
good
this
on
is
you.
Right up your alley. I reckon it's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, good Lord.
Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't start the fire.
Classic. You know what? That's a classic.
What's going on?
That's a classic. You know what? I wish someone would start a fire in his studio and it would burn all his masters and everything he's ever
Glenn, this is what we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, I wish you could do that.
That's a classic, is it, Dave? Up there with Uptown Girl, would you say?
No, I wouldn't say Uptown Girl, but that one is. That song is used in schools in history lessons because it tells you the stories of things gone by.
Yeah. Not go to homeschooling at your joint.
I wouldn't go that far, Dave.
Anyway.
What is it? Whisperer.
Not Billy Joel.
Oh, damn.
Thank God
not.
For that.
Sorry.
All right. How about we go to Bradley? You might have an idea. Bradley, what do you think it is?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think it is, Bradley?
I think maybe Fall Out Boy, This Ain't a Scene.
Oh. This ain't a scene, it's an arms race.
That's a really good guess.
Not a bad song.
Because things were good and now they're bad.
Yeah,
it's a great song, but it's not correct.
Oh my God.
Thanks,
Pat. Oh, hey, don't take it like that. you had a crack, you didn't win. No need to put potty language on. Give him a prize.
Oh, a prize back coming Bradley's way.
Give him a prize before he goes bonkers.
Bradley? Courtesy of Kennedy Moore.
Let's go to Tim. Yep. Tim, do you think you know what
it is? I think I do. I think it might be Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
You said something like that. You said the best decade, the best years of your existence. You
best said years that. Of your existence are decades in the past. It's correct.
Oh, that's right.
Hey.
Well done.
$100 right. Uber, $100 Netflix voucher coming your way. You're sorted for the weekend, Tim. Well done.
Not many great rockers that come out of Canada, are there? Really?
Uncle Betty. Neil Young.
Oh. Neil Young, I'll make an exception.
All right. Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, well. what am I, a teenage girl? Full of angst? I wouldn't have thought so.
Neil Young, did we say Neil Young?
Neil Young, I'll take Neil Young.
Yeah. Rush.
Oh, yeah, Rush, great band.
Oh, man.
Who? Tom Sawyer.
Rush. Get around Rush.
Yeah. All right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As we head into the weekend, time to, I don't know, come up with a few ideas for what you can do while you're in isolation. Who better to talk to than the one-man entertainment excitement machine who can just amuse himself and many others at the same time? It's Ross Noble. How are you, Ross?
Wow. I'm very well, thanks. To be honest with you, of course I've got to entertain myself because since they closed down the theatres, no one else is getting
That's
no
right. Getting and you're doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. Explain to everyone out there what you've been doing and how they can find you, especially on Instagram.
Yeah, so what I've been doing is, because basically when I'm on tour, obviously the show starts at 8 o'clock, and now I can't go out. So, you know, I've switched to Instagram now. So you can find me at, it's Mr. Ross Noble, like all one word. Mr. Ross Noble. Yes, because Ross Noble had gone. And there's a fella in Canada very confused by the people contacting. But so what I've been doing is every night at 8 o'clock, I go live on my Instagram. I've built a bunker. So it's a fun bunker. And I go I go into my bunker and I basically, it's like a little TV show, but, you know, for people that are incredibly bored. So, for example, we've got tonight I'm going to be doing What's in Your Fridge, where I get people to put the weirdest items they've got in their house into their fridge and then they reveal it. We've got I've got a game that I've invented called The Ass Kicking Chicken, which is it's a chicken with the face of Dolph Lundgren, and I've got a load of soil, and there's eggs sticking out of the soil. The ass kicking chicken has layered all these eggs, but when you pull the eggs, they're not actually eggs. It's the tops of the bald heads of various different celebrities.
Now, I saw you playing this. I saw you playing
that old
the other
one.
Day,
yeah, that was bound to come up.
There was a young guy who was like a teenager on, and he said, pick a chicken, a third row, fourth row, and he picked a chicken. And he said, do you want a hard-boiled or soft-boiled? And he said, soft-boiled. And Brianna, it was Vin Diesel.
You'd need thinking music for that. You'd need thinking music for hard-boiled, soft-boiled. You wouldn't just launch into it.
So he goes, so hard-boiled, when you pull the egg out, if it's so like all the bald hard men, you've got Bruce Willis, you've got your Vin Diesels, your Statham, you've got, they're
you
all
got the dad from Mork and Mindy?
He'd be soft-boiled.
Oh, he'd be soft-boiled. Vern Troy is my personal favourite.
Mini me.
When
Telly Savalas? Is Telly Savalas in it?
He's tricky though, isn't he? Because is he hard-boiled or is he soft-boiled? he's medium. So we've been doing what we've been doing now. What else have we got? We've got, I do Pet Buckaroo, where you have to see how many socks you can put on your dog's head. And I've come up with a new one for tonight, which is going to be Crap Fancy Dress. So I want people to dress up
That's
in the
a good
most...
one.
The most pissmick fancy dress they can get into. Fantastic. And then we're going to guess. It's fully interactive.
I love it.
It's very interactive.
Now,
and
I also heard
you
did something
through.
Called show and tell. Was that right? And do you show and tell, or does people out there listening show and tell? What happens?
Everyone can show and tell. That's the beauty of this thing. Because it's like, you know how on telly, like, you're not allowed to put people on live in case they're like nut jobs. Yeah. Well, that doesn't apply to the internet.
Everyone's in that job on your show.
So it's that thing of like, we go. So we've been getting people from like all over the world. And I've just been going, like, we had a woman on from Holland the other night and then Scandinavia. And I just go, what you got? Show us what you've got. And people are literally, because they're all cooped up.
And what did she have? Inside. What did she have?
And there was a woman, was that the woman who had, she had a rubber fish mask? that so if you put the face mask on, I've got
it. Sounds like Belgium to me.
Yeah, it is. It probably is. Yeah, they're all right with their all the chocolates and waffles. Mm, it's a big hot
and
holiday chips. For them, isn't it?
Chocolates, waffles,
watches.
And
they
chips.
Do good
you
watches.
Can't go wrong. Hey, Ross, I also saw in the background you've got an archery set. Now, is that a proper, or do you actually go out like Robin Hood into the forest?
Yeah, no, it's a. Yeah, that's a proper, that's the first thing I did, to be honest, like when all this started, because I thought this could turn into the Hunger Games, you know.
it's a bit creepy, to be fair.
To be fair, I've basically, like, my, for years, I buy all this crap that for years people have just gone, what you got all that for? And I've got, like, archery sets, and I've got gas masks and all kinds of stuff. And then now I went, oh, hang on. Turns out I've been preparing for this.
All along, like you knew that this was coming along.
The thing that makes me laugh more than anything else, though, is basically I'm knackered. Like, I've never been out of work before, and I'm laughing in the face of it, but I literally have no work at all, right? So I have no idea what I'm going to do. So what I'm doing is that in better times, you know, when I had loads of money coming in, I used to just buy whatever I wanted. And now I'm looking at it just going, you idiot, you should have saved some money, right? And I've got in my house, right, which now seems like the most ridiculous thing. In my house, I've got one of the original costumes from the John Travolta film Battlefield Earth.
What?
Well, that is genius, and so you should.
And what did you buy as a housewarming present for Russell Crowe?
A goose.
Okay, you need a financial planner or manager to get this done.
All I'm saying is that you literally, you know, you sit there and you look and you go, yeah, that's one of the original costumes from Battlefield Earth, that. And you just go, that's got no practical. Do you know what I mean? It's not even like.
You won't even ask how much it cost.
It doesn't
I'm
even
worried.
Have. It doesn't even have a face mask thing on it, you know. At least, it does have like giant boots that you can with stilts inside. So, like, for social distancing, I might actually be able to like get on the giant stilts.
Can you do that for us when you legally go and have a shop? Because you're allowed to go out shopping. Can you wear that out? We'd love to see that.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I send a wife out. I haven't been out for a month.
Hey, Ross, you're a really good – look, you're in good spirits because that is a really shitty thing to happen, that you have a stand-up show, Humanoid, in the United Kingdom. That was going to be from April to May, and so we may laugh, but, you know, not only yourself, but a lot of your compatriots in the same position.
Yeah, no, it's complete, like, I mean, at least, you know, I can probably get through this while I don't know. I think about that.
When you're digging eggs out of your bunker, trying to work out how bald they are. Hey, by the way, we've got to go. I just wanted to say well done on your stand-up series of shows on the ABC. Very, very funny.
Yep,
give
absolutely.
Out the Instagram address, please, because I know there'll be people all around the country
it's
going,
so
I've got to
much
tune in
fun. I love
to
it,
see
Ross.
This.
I'm going to tap
what
in and
it?
Say good day.
It's 8 o'clock every night, and it's Mr. Ross Noble. Mm-hmm. Get on board, and I'll patch you through. And
I didn't think you're going with Lord. Lord Ross. Lord or Duke. What would you be, a Duke or a Lord, if you could choose?
I'd go Lord. I'd go Lord. Yeah, that would do.
That'll do.
I wish. Yeah. Why not? Right. Why not?
Like
but Mr. Ross Noble.
Mr. Ross Noble on Instagram. Get involved.
Thank you, Ross, for talking to us. We love
watch a man on his own entertain a grateful nation. Good on you, mate.
All right, take care. See
get any more.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks for tuning in. Maybe you're working from home. You're listening through your smart speaker online on the app as well. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
And we were talking about what we're going to be doing this weekend. Obviously, there's a few options. But if you've got kids, and I mean, this is the essential thing, you've got to keep them entertained and somehow educate them to the world we live in without frightening them. Without putting the fear of God into them, but let them know this is special times. And I have to say, well done to all those mucking around down the children's entertainment end of the pool.
Yeah,
you've been doing a very good job.
Mm.
And they cut through. The kids listen. Yeah. We can say it 1,000 times. But when the Wiggles speak, you listen. Here's a Wiggles song, which was basically educating kids about coronavirus.
Why can't I go to Nana's place?
Feel better.
There's video
There you go. Is that a slide guitar?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
What are they doing?
Yeah, it's a very, it's a big mix.
You got all hillbilly.
Yeah, it's a bit sort of country-esque.
I like a bit of that. They're all over the place. Like, they love rap as
Who's the Yellow Wiggle at the moment? Who's up and about?
Emma.
They've been dropping like flies, haven't they?
She's a gorgeous girl, but like Greg's all right. Greg's recovering. Greg
fell over on stage.
Yeah, he has health problems.
Lucky he's Greg, in self-isolation, I imagine. Yeah,
brought back to life.
He's the children's performer equivalent of Iggy Pop.
I don't think so.
You know he is.
Hey, what other songs have you got up your sleeve there?
Well, Play School, which I know is a staple. How good
Why
is Play
Why won't they
School?
Let me be on Play School, by
You'd
the way?
You'd be great on Play School.
I know I would. I've been waiting years. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd be good too. Uncle Mickey.
Yep.
I'd do.
With Jemima.
You need a working with children pass.
Yeah, I can see the issues there.
Play School have got a song out, haven't they?
It's been such a great song. You know, a great show, Australian invention. Do you know what? Any show that you can remember from your childhood, let's take a look through the Round Window and all that stuff, and still on, is doing something very right. Yep. Here's their crack at educating the kids.
Arms together, flub, flub, flub. Back on your hands, rub a dub, dub. Between your fingers, blub, blub, blub. Under your nails, scrub, scrub, scrub.
Sorry, that was actually from the ER unit at the hospital.
That's
but
you
get the message.
That's what
kids.
They're doing there, sort like all the washing and scrubbing. Oh, you know what we heard? Unfortunately, there's another children's song out. It's a warning to all parents with any kids in
Hooli
the car.
Doolies. Is it the Hooli Doolies?
No, it involves a shark and a baby shark.
Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap.
Get some earplugs.
You know, you get how it goes. That's terrible.
That's are we going out on that one? Are we?
Well, we could go with that, or we could go out on the Kennedy Malloy one.
We'll be back with Week in Review.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
If you missed any of the show this week, of course, you can get to catch up the podcast, but Matt Dower, Matty D and the Pots and Pans puts together this. It's our Week in Review.
We started the week with a mystery DM dropping in Jane's Twitter account.
From Jamie Oliver, and he says, "Hi, let me know if I can help with some fake-away recipes." Then a red heart. Then I write back, "Is this really you?" If it is, then holy F. So he goes, "Shall I send you some recipes to try at home with your lovely daughter?"
Well, we know your family sort of set up.
Maybe he thinks I'm Poe. I'm sorry for being dubious, but please, I really need to know if this is you. And then he replied back with another heart.
Fast forward to Tuesday and another DM.
"Hey, Jane, I'm sorry for the delayed reply. Could you drop me your address so I can send some books to you and your lovely family to get you cooking?" And then, unfortunately, he thinks I am the mother of that child who was screaming and crying because he found out there was no Nando's.
Listen, you've got to eat mummy's cooking now.
So, here's
so he thinks you're a shit cook.
Yes, he thinks I'm a shit cook. Little does he know I've got 4 cookbooks, and so I did let him know that.
With the PM deeming
jigsaw puzzles
essential items for the family, the question was asked.
You only take one board game into isolation. What is it? One.
Scrabble.
Scrabble for you. So I'm a Cluedo man. Battle of Monkeys. What about Battle Monkeys? Kaplunk.
Oh, yeah.
What about Twister for social distance?
No. Oh, yeah, not ideal.
So I'm guessing always up for whack-a-mole.
There was disbelief in one aisle at Jane's local supermarket.
Couldn't believe what I saw. Toilet paper bursting from the shelf.
What?
Now, nearly 3 weeks, there has been no dunny paper.
That's like a Yeti sighting.
And people were standing around in awe, and we're all looking at each other and going, could this be true?
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt was somewhat perplexed when he called in halfway through our Between the Sheets segment.
Haptic
confess, I have never heard of a medical fetishist company before.
I'm really proud that we were the first ones to let you hear about it.
And Jane asked the question on all listeners' minds following his last appearance on the show.
What were you doing recalling Mick Molloy's schoolboy cricket days and putting up his ties?
I apologise. It was the best schoolboy innings I
ever had. No,
don't have to go back over.
I won't repeat it again.
No, you just did.
This caller to ABC Radio was dreaming of Mickey.
Good afternoon, Di.
I had the most amazing dream about Mick Molloy.
Oh.
But it was just so restorative. I woke up and laughed and those lovely twinkly eyes of his, and he's quite a cheeky man.
You wouldn't believe who's rung through right now, who's on the phone.
You're kidding.
Might be Di.
Oh, hi.
Is that Mick? Oh, God, you cheeky man. I have to reiterate, it was so restorative. We just had that, we laughed. And your little twinkling eyes and your little man bod.
Merrick Watts joined us on his 10th day of quarantine.
So you're by yourself?
No, Jane, I'd be fine if I was on my own. But I came back from overseas, and so as a result, my entire family has to be quarantined with me. Sounds like a good thing, but it's not. We're trying to do homeschooling. It's worse than my high school. The teachers keep going off and having sex with each other. It's disgraceful.
What? We heard from Anna, a teacher at St. Bernard's College in Melbourne, who's using Kennedy Molloy as an English teaching aid.
A lot of segments I hear, I think, are terrific aids. Linguistically, I think it's very rich because of the way everyone interacts with each other and the kinds of language that you're using as well is so iconically Australian.
Have you heard any of the segments where Jane just swears on you?
Yes, and you know what? I think they're even some of the best segments that you can use.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Yeah. Finally, someone supporting me.
I'd like your language to be a little more ladylike.
Yesterday, the team received official letters from the company.
I confirm that Michael Molloy is employed by Southern Cross Austereo and performs essential work through the current health crisis. This out of jail free card. It's like a police Freddy when you flash your badge, you get half price McDonald's. I'm going to go, oh, I have two cheeseburgers, I've got a large fries, and
I've got one. Can I have a look at that?
Look what I got.
Yeah, Dave's got one.
Hey, Dave, can I have a quick look at it?
Why?
There's
only one. I told you.
Now I'm putting it in my mouth.
What's wrong with you? Coronavirus. Today?
With streets bare around the country, Jane noticed a weird phenomenon occurring.
So many birds, all different types. I'm not saying I'm an expert in birds.
What types?
Parrots. I've seen crows.
Budgie?
But no budgies. No, they don't fly around budgies.
They do.
Where have you seen a budgie in the wild?
Shannon's on the line.
What have you seen?
Saw some budgies in the trees.
There's no budgies in the wild.
There were.
What are you talking about?
Guys, seriously, there's no budgies in the wild.
You are on glue, mate.
They need a cage, they need newspaper on the bottom of it, and they need a little bell.
Well, they don't.
Thank you, Shannon.
They're a wild bird from northern
Australia. Not a wild bird.
Where do you think they come from? Like breeders in cages, and that's the only way.
The island of Dr. Moreau.
Well, we finished this week in review on a sad note with show standards plummeting to new lows yesterday when a story about Dave's gets took an unexpected blue turn.
So I got a flat tire the other day.
Can you sex it up a bit? Got a blue out, man. Coming around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
I believe I might have said something then and I didn't dump it.
So blue, even caller Adam took exception.
Mick, how about you? Dropping an F-bomb on the air.
I beg your pardon?
Come on.
Drop an F-bomb? Yes.
We expect a bit more from Jane, but from you...
Adam, snitches get stitches.
I'm a truckie, mate. I use the F-bomb as a comma, but come on. I expect a bit more on there.
I've been trucking by a truckie.
Drive home, that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It is, and it's all thanks to the Great Northern Brewing Company.
And we welcome them along. This is our first full week with Great Northern Brewing Company. And we couldn't think of a better week, could we, Mick?
I feel like an old friend with their classic beers, their classic crisp mid-range beers, which are bloody delicious and bloody beautiful. And you know what, Dave? Here's what you can do. You can't go to Hawaii.
No.
But you know what you can do? You can pop on your Hawaiian shirt, sit at home tonight, and open a Great Northern. And it'll magically transport you there.
So it is
an outdoors, crisp, clean beer that's like a magic potion. Glug, glug, glug. Oh, my God. I am in the South Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm on a waterfall in Queensland.
Wherever you want to go. There is a special thing to do. When you got your special box, you open up and there's a unique code inside your case. Now, in there, you can score a $10, $20 or $50 BCF voucher. We all know what BCF stands for, boning, cape and fishing, which some states can do and some can't. With every specially marked case of Great Northern, you can go. And you can go at your leisure when all this lockdown's over. Yeah. That's a pretty
good
deal.
It's a great beer. It's a great time to have a beer. It is the weekend. Treat it like the weekend. It may seem like just another day, but knock the top off a Great Northern and punch it down.
You'll enjoy it.
Relax. and breathe a sigh of relief and go, good times. This reminds me of good times.
Good on you.
Do it.
All right. Well done, a great Northern. T's and C's apply, over 18s only, and drink responsibly.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we are done and dusted we're taking a break.
Yeah, a couple
as
of weeks.
Everyone in radio is, as we have a ratings.
We'll take a break off the radio, but break. We'll be in our homes.
We'll be in our homes. So thank you for listening. We've said this many times at the moment, we don't take it for granted. We've got a job. It's an absolute privilege to still be working.
Agreed.
We know how tough people out there are doing it. So look after yourselves. Health workers,
we
can't thank you enough.
See
what you can do if you know someone on the front line who works.
It could be a meal or something because it's so hard for them to get out. If you've got a spare
shopping,
curry.
Give them a cuddle. Well, from 1.5 metres, of
that's
course.
That's right. Yeah. A virtual cuddle.
That's it.
Maybe, you know what, ask if you can Zoom them over the weekend and for them when their shift's not working to keep in contact. Ask them how it's going. I'm sure they want to talk about it as well.
They're working hard. They're putting their own lives at risk. And they're doing a great job on behalf of us all. So thank you.
Yeah.
All right, everyone good?
Yeah.
Nothing else to report? I'm going to go and lie on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's much like any other Friday night. It's just I'm on my own.
Is that...
What can I watch? Give me something to watch on the
telly. Tiger King, mate. You've got to get on that.
I'm in a secret location which doesn't have... Netflix.
No, you can get it on your computer that you're talking to us on now.
That computer you have, you can log into your Netflix on that.
You can watch everything on what you're talking
like
to us now on. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm on the computer. Tiger King's not getting a run.
Oh, my God. Dave, what were you going to say?
No, I was saying, did you post a photo of chops or something sitting on a grill? What's that?
That's me.
What's that?
Well, that's me. I cooked. Well, when I say cooked...
That's amazing.
Jimmy from Dimitri's Feast in Melbourne, he's doing takeaway, by the way. Have a look at these chops.
Tonight.
It's on our...
Instagram?
Instagram. Yeah. They are, if I can cook them, anyone can cook them.
Well, I swear to God, this is absolutely true. If you can cook a chop on a grill and it really looks delicious, what is the world coming to?
What are you going
to
have with them,
though? What do you have? Do you have a nice salad? Do you have some potatoes?
Baby bell cheese. A slice of raisin toast.
Is that your fruit intake?
A big M with it as well.
You got shares in Baby Bell.
A couple of squares of Milky Bar.
Okay.
You have no greens.
No, Joe.
Are you going to get scurvy?
I have scurvy.
Let's see what you look like when you come back in 2 weeks.
See you shortly, people. Stay safe.
Yeah, wash your hands. Kennedy Malloy back in 2 weeks.
The Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day. Buy a case of Great Northern, score a $10, $20 or $50 VCF voucher with every specially marked case. Search Great Northern VCF for more information. T's and C's apply. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly.